a dream match for the American Dragon. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW.
AEW's plans for Friday night are getting bigger. AEW announced a special live edition of the buy-in on YouTube Friday night starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. The main event of that broadcast will be Bryan Danielson versus New Japan's Minoru Suzuki. Also announced, Bobby Fish versus Lee Moriarty. All this will happen just before the live episode of Rampage airs on TNT Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. A reminder, there is no Dynamite tonight. It's pushed back to Saturday night for the next 2 weeks due to NHL coverage on TNT. AEW will have Best of Dark and Dark Elevation specials tonight and next Wednesday on its YouTube channel. On last night's Dark, Kylan King beat Ashley D'Amboise, Evil Uno beat Anthony Green, and Captain Sean Dean got a win over Andrew Lockhart.
WWE.
A new North American champion was crowned on last night's NXT. It's Carmelo Hayes. He cashed in the title shot he earned by winning the breakout tournament on Isaiah Swerve Scott just moments after Scott had successfully defended the title against Santos Escobar. Meanwhile, we have some new title matches that were made official for the Halloween Havoc special on October 26th. Toxic Attraction's Mandy Rose will challenge Raquel Gonzalez for the NXT Women's title. It will be Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal. Also, Io Shirai and Zoe Stark will defend the NXT Women's Tag titles in a three-way against Toxic Attraction's Gigi Dolin and JC Jane, and Indy Hartwell and Persia Parada. Hartwell and Parada beat Saray and Amari Miller last night. Hartwell pinned Miller. NXT champion Tommaso Ciampa beat Joe Gacy in a non-title match last night. That denies Gacy a shot at the NXT title at Halloween Havoc. It'll remain a one-on-one match between Ciampa and Bron Breakker. Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner beat Pete Dunne and Ridge Holland. Wagner pinned Holland. The Diamond Mine's Ivy Nile got a win in her NXT in-ring debut. Another Diamond Mine member, Julius Creed, beat Ikemen Jiro. Duke Hudson beat Grayson Waller, and Zion Quinn beat Malik Blade. WWE announced on Tuesday that Universal Champion Roman Reigns will appear on the October 25th episode of Raw at the new UBS Arena on Long Island, New York. That's the first Raw after the post-draft rosters are said to go into effect. Reigns was drafted to SmackDown. On last night's NWA Power, Tyrus beat Jordan Clearwater to retain the NWA TV title. In the Tag Team Title Eliminator Tournament, The End beat Aaron Stevens and Kratos, and Luke and PJ Hawks beat Sauronaro and Mims. Mickie James's major announcement never really happened. Instead, she was confronted by Kiera Hogan. Tonight's MLW Fusion Alpha has a first-round match in the Opera Cup Tournament. It'll be Filthy Tom Lawler versus Davey Richards. MLW announced on Tuesday that it has signed Joe Dombrowski to be part of its broadcasting team.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan's G1 Climax tournament rolls on Wednesday with matches from the A block. Thursday's show is the second to last with action in the B block. Kazuchika Okada and Jeff Cobb are both still carrying perfect records in the tournament. Cobb beat Hiroshi Tanahashi on Tuesday, while Okada beat Chase Owens. So, there is only one hurdle left to clear before Okada and Cobb meet on the final night in the B block. Okada will face Tama Tonga on Thursday. Cobb will go up against Evil. He is the only other man who still has a shot at winning the B block, but he must win on Thursday. Evil beat Hiroki Goto on Tuesday. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, October 13th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.